Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi! Didn't realize you were there. Welcome back to another episode of the Bob and Wonder Show. As you may remember, after our last episode, we're kind of in the middle of a crisis right now. We were all aboard the story train. I was enjoying some scones and crumpets with some boysenberry jam, which is delicious, when that mischievous Mighty Mila and her one-eyed robot sidekick Robozuki decided to veer us off course by changing up the train tracks. Now we're headed away from the Rainbow Tunnel to who knows where. It's too much stress. Luckily, my bestest friend, Bobby Wonder, is here, and if I know him, he's gonna save us all. Today should be a freighting train ride of a day. Let's go see what he's learned from the train conductor, Bertie.
Come on, everyone. We have to go tell Bertie, the train conductor, about what Mighty Mila and Robozuki did. Bertie, we have a problem.
I know. The train tracks no longer go through the Rainbow Tunnel. Someone dissembled them and led them in a different direction. Now I have no way of knowing where we are going. This has never happened to the story train before.
We know exactly who's responsible.
It was Mighty Mila and Robozuki. They took the train tracks apart and led them away from the Rainbow Tunnel.
How are we going to get back on course?
I have some of my tools and trinkets with me. I may be able to do something to right the tracks, but we need to stop the train.
You're right. Let me pull the brakes. Oh, no!
Is that a good oh-no or a bad oh-no?
It's a bad oh-no. The brakes aren't working. It feels like they are stuck.
Does that mean the train can't stop?
Correct.
We're on a runaway train going to who knows where! I knew I never should have gone on a train! Or a plane! Or in a car! Heck, I shouldn't even fly with Bobby!
Is there anything we can do to fix the brakes?
Yes, if you can, please go check on the brakes in the brake room at the back of the train. I'll stay here in the cab. That's the name for the driver's part of the train.
Bobby and Grabstack, while you go fix the brakes, I'll work on some makeshift train tracks with Kapow and Lenore. Then, when we stop, we can build a new track that'll take us through the Rainbow Tunnel.
No problem, Lucy. We'll just do that. Come on, Grabstack.
Should someone check on the dining car? Make sure we have enough tea, scones, and crumpets, or...
Your face is poosh.
Listen to Lenore. We don't have time for tea or crumpets.
Not even one? Okay, fine. Let's go fix these brakes, even though I'm not the least bit mechanical. The one class I failed at Florp High School was mechanical train brakes class, which, yes, that was a class.
Thank you all for helping to save the story train. All of Pflugerville will be so grateful. We can't lose the stories from far, far away.
You're welcome, Bertie. I promise this won't be the last ride of the story train. Let's go. Kapow and Lenore, let's work in the first passenger compartment.
Good luck, Bobby and Grabstack. Really hope you can unstick those brakes.
Thanks. We're gonna need it.
So, Bobby, you know anything about train brakes?
I do not. But how hard can it be to unstick a brake? This way.
Oh, look, there goes Main Street, and Bark Street, and the Country Club. We really are moving fast. Are we gaining speed?
How big is the story train? It's gonna take us too long to keep going through each compartment door. It's faster if I fly us there.
Fly?
Hang on, Grabstack. I'm gonna fly us between the train opening to the brakes room.
I just need a... Go! Runaway train or fly with Baba Wonder? What's worse? Go! Both! There goes the caboose!
Let me circle back around. The train is really picking up speed. And look!
What? I can't open my eyes!
The railroad track! It's heading for the Pflugerville Gorge!
Oh, that's a lovely landmark!
But the track... It ends.
What do you mean it ends?
The track is unfinished.
You mean?
We really gotta fix these brakes.
Watch out for the wheel!
Sorry about that, but we have to hurry, Grabstack, before the story train plunges off the tracks and into the gorge.
Don't remind me.
Here are the brakes. Looks like they've been stuck together. ABC gum!
Ooh, is that bubble gum? Wonder if it's pineapple flavored.
Didn't you find ABC gum on the Robozuki trolley? This must be the work of Mighty Mila 2. I can't fit down there, and my outstretched arm can't pull out the gum. You'll have to do it, Grabstack. You're the perfect size.
Who, me? You sure? What about Kapow? Or Lenore? Can't they fit?
They're not here. It has to be you.
Oh, well, looks like little old me is gonna have to save the day again. Launch me. No, it is pineapple.
Hurry, Grabstack. We're approaching the gorge.
I did it! And, this is not pineapple flavor. Is this onion-flavored gum? Why? Who would do that?
We did it. We unstuck the brakes, and now the train won't plunge into the Pflugerville Gorge.
Whew, that's a relief.
Let's hurry back to the cab and see if Lucy Wow has figured out how to fix the tracks.
Should we walk through the train, or...
Every time! Can't a hero have a moment?
Well, at least you crashed onto the train and not off to the side.
The brakes are working. You did it.
It was actually Grabstack. He managed to un-grab-stuck the brakes.
Yep. Just a classic case of bubblegum sticking up the train brakes. Actually, thinking back, I passed this test in my mechanical train brakes class. Maybe I didn't fail that class. It's hard to remember since I was such a good student. Straight A's every year.
I was pretty worried because I could see the track is unfinished up ahead. I don't know how we'll get the train back on course.
Have no fear, Lucy Wow is here, and I have the solution. Being the best inventor slash tinkerer in Pflugerville, I was able to come up with a solution with the limited supplies I could find on this train. But I'm gonna need your help, Bobby Wonder.
Of course. What did you come up with?
I'm calling it my steel seal. Train tracks are usually made out of steel and wood, but using what we have on this train, I was able to form a new, stronger train track using scones and jam.
Scones and jam?
Yes. By mashing up the scones and jam to form a sturdy paste and binding it together with my steel floss, I was able to construct a new type of train track.
I never would have thought of using scones and jam.
Me either. Food is construction materials. When mixed together, the dry scone crumbles perfectly with the fruity jam, and the paste is almost indestructible. So are these new tracks edible? I won't eat them, unless I get hungry.
Yes, edible, but we need to lay down the tracks first. That's where I need your help, Bobby Wonder.
We need you to fly out to where the train tracks end.
And we'll throw you the newly completed tracks. You'll have to place the new steel seal tracks down and have them loop-de-loop back toward the Rainbow Tunnel.
Did you say loop-de-loop?
Upside down train.
Yes, this is the only way it'll work. You ready?
Let's do this.
Okay, here you go. Lay down the tracks across the gorge and have them circle back. They'll stay in the air.
The steel seal scone and jam design is buoyant and floats. What? It does? How? Don't ask questions.
It fit perfectly with the other tracks. Keep them coming. Okay, the track now loop-de-loops back across the gorge and is heading toward the Rainbow Tunnel.
Perfect. Okay, Birdie, it's time to start the story train again. We're gonna loop-de-loop back across the gorge and get this story train back on track.
All right, all aboard. It's time to go off to far, far away. Again.
This upside loop-de-loop scone and jam train track idea seems very loopy and very dangerous to me. Lucy Wow has never failed me with one of her inventions before. Let's take a break and count our blessings before we attempt this story train turnaround. Hooey!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot. and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're back! Thanks for returning. Glad you're here, because we're about to attempt something choo-choo crazy by sending the story train across the Scone and Jam loop-de-loop train track. Scone should be for eating, not train tracks. But here we are.
And we're off. The story train is picking up speed. We're approaching the gorge.
Don't let me down, train tracks.
Wait, are you doubting?
No, of course not. Every inventor gets a little nervous when their invention is about to be used. It'll be fine. I hope.
Did you just whisper, I hope?
You heard that?
I'm a very loud whisperer, so I can also hear loud whispers myself.
Loop-da-loop-da-loop.
Here we go.
Oh, we're upside down! We're upside down!
Whoa!
Almost through the loop.
The track is shaking.
Scones should always be eaten, and not in construction!
We made it! We made it!
Thank you, Lucy Wow. You've saved the story train. Now I have quite the story myself.
You're welcome. Happy to help. And sorry I even got you in this mess.
Oh, it happens.
It does.
Now we can lead the story train back to its original tracks and through the Rainbow Tunnel.
If you want to go back to your compartments and relax before we enter the Rainbow Tunnel, please do so now.
Mighty Mila and Robozuki have failed! Ha! I just did it again!
What?
I jinxed it! Now I'm sure Mighty Mila and her trolley sidekick Robozuki are gonna show up to ruin the day once more!
Was that a trolley chime?
I knew it! I did it again!
Something is blocking the way in front of the Rainbow Tunnel. It looks like a...
Trolley Robozuki!
We don't have time for this.
So, you once again thwarted my thwarting of your train adventure. Still, doesn't mean we won't stop you from getting into the Rainbow Tunnel.
Mighty Mila, do we have to do this again? We're all so very tired.
Yes, we have to do this. It's my purpose, after all, to cause mischief and destruction and make the citizens of Pflugerville miserable.
Aren't you tired, too?
I mean, sure, I could use a nap, but napping is so boring.
Young lady, Birdie here. I'm the conductor of the story train.
Yeah, I like your little green baseball cap with the white bird on it. Obsessed.
Thank you. Have you ever ridden aboard the story train or heard one of my stories?
No.
Aren't you a bit curious about what you could hear?
Don't fall for this, Robozuki. Just don't.
Everyone is welcome aboard the story train. Each time we go through the Rainbow Tunnel, we go someplace new. We hear stories from above and beyond, far and wide. And our destination is always somewhere pleasant and relaxing. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, I guess, but...
Your robot trolley friend seems to think so.
Robozuki is a softie, but I'm...
You seem tired. Come aboard. You can sit in the first class cabin.
I can?
Yes, you'll have a front row seat through the Rainbow Tunnel. Everyone can enjoy the story train together.
I mean, I guess. That does sound nice. I am tired from staying up all night plotting revenge.
There's more than enough room on this train, Mighty Mila. Come on.
There aren't any scones or jam, though. Had to use them to build train tracks, if you can believe that.
What?
You had to be there to understand.
What do you say, Mighty Mila?
Well, Robozuki wants me to, so I guess I will too. But I'm reluctant.
Look, Birdie, Robozuki has transformed back into his original self. The way to the Rainbow Tunnel is clear now.
Just one trip, okay? After that, it's back to my menacing ways.
That's fine. Welcome aboard.
Yes, welcome aboard the story train. It's time for us to go. We're much delayed. Now everyone, find a comfy seat. It's time to go someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away.
We made it.
It's beautiful.
Look at all the colors. It's magical.
This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. And here we are.
Phew, that was a close one. Today was intense and stressful, but by working together, we were able to save the day and get the story train back on track and through the Rainbow Tunnel. Our destination was a place full of magic and whimsy. If you want to hear more Story Train stories, just look them up wherever you get your podcasts by searching Go Kid Go. Now to relax and enjoy the magical colors of the Rainbow Tunnel and this scone that I hid in my pocket earlier. A dry scone. Yummy. Well, I'll see y'all next week.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.